This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Delta Airlines is mostly back up and running today after an as-yet publicly undefined systems failure yesterday. A couple 300 flights canceled in all. This episode comes on the heels of other recent technical issues that have caused travel woes for Delta and some of its competitors as well. And if it seems like technology is causing more and more problems for the industry and its passengers, it is. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
So we don't know what caused the problems at Delta yet, but there are a lot of systems at work to get planes away from gates and in the air. More systems are automated, and increasingly, airlines are pointing to that automation as the reason for delays. Andrew Kemmett-Mueller follows aviation for Uptake.
That is a new event in aviation. We haven't seen that used as a reason for the delay very often before the last, I would say, 12 months.
For example, Robert W. Mann Jr., an airline industry analyst, says cancellations about a week ago at United Airlines were caused by a hiccup in communicating weight information.
These are all mission-critical systems for airlines, and they literally cannot operate without them. So the degree of reliability, redundancy, robustness is something that airlines look at all the time. Nevertheless, we have these occasional, headline failures.
But whereas technology is relatively new to be blamed for delays, it's also making them much less common. Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly says the industry just set a record in November for fewest cancellations in the U.S.
Delta, especially, it's earned these billions of dollars in profits, and it has taken a little of that and invested it back in technology and has actually been overall running an extraordinarily reliable airline. The flip side of it, though, is that the more reliant you become on technology, sometimes when things go wrong, they go very wrong.
And remember, if technology fails you and your flight's delayed, it is there to entertain you while you wait. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.